What's going on, everybody? This is your host. And I just want to say, I appreciate anybody and everyone who tunes in to the episode. I really do. I really appreciate it. Whether it's one person, two people, five people, don't matter. I really appreciate it. So, what are we going to talk about on this episode? Well, last episode we did what is Redo of Healer, and I kind of just went with the flow. You know, I always go with the flow when I do these episodes. I never really script anything. I think I maybe have came up with a script like maybe less than 10 times. And I just go with the flow. I feel like it's more real, and I feel like it's just better. Now, I can understand why a script would be better, because you don't stutter, you don't trip over your words, you know what to say, you know, you just gotta take some time to memorize them, or you can keep them right in front of you, it don't even matter. But I'm just saying, like, I always keep it real. And, like, today's episode, I'm kind of just talking. There's not really no theme. And I don't know. I just like speaking my mind. And, I just appreciate y'all. For real. To anyone. To you. To you. The listener. Right there. You. I'm talking to you. Thank you. I don't know why you click on the episode. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I said something that you like. Maybe I'm saying some wrong shit. Maybe you just like how I butcher all the goddamn names and I just sound dumb. Hey, whatever your reason is, hey, keep it. Thank you. I know I be butchering the names, but like, I'm not gonna just sit there and like read the creators of the anime and the manga that I talk about and shit. Whether I butchered it or not, I just feel like you gotta try. You gotta give credit to the people who created this. So, that gets me. What's better, manga or anime? Now, anime, the animations, obviously, it's like better. But sometimes the manga is just way better than the anime. Oh, man, like, one of my favorite mangas is One Punch Man. Like, I keep up with One Punch Man. Stuff that happens in the webcomic, stuff that happens in the manga, I keep up with that as much as I can. Honestly, like, I listen to a YouTuber. His name is Zonin. And he talks about One Punch Man, My Hero Academia, One Piece. Like, his channel is the reason why I know so much about One Punch Man. And One Punch Man is my favorite anime. It's my favorite. Okay? It is my number one. And it's tied for number one with Naruto. But in terms of my favorite, I'm not saying One Punch Man is on the same as Naruto, because Naruto is a classic. And it's just, hell, even the filler episodes in Naruto are nice. They're good. So I'm not saying that One Punch Man is on the same standard as Naruto. That's not what I'm saying. Well, what I'm saying is One Punch Man and Naruto, they're tied for my favorite. And Zonin is the reason why One Punch Man is so up there. Because if I paid attention to Naruto, but I never really paid that much attention to One Punch Man when I was watching it. I was like, oh, I'm going to just watch it, and I'm not going to really pay much attention to the manga and this, and that. I came across Zonin on YouTube, and I guess this is when I, this is when I first, I guess, when I finished season one, and at one point I remember just like going on YouTube and I saw a One Punch Man video. Now I was like, oh shit, dude, it's my show. Let me click on this. Boom, click on it. And wouldn't you know it, this is when Zonin didn't even do face reveal. Yeah, he had like no cam. He didn't do none of that. And he just sat there. They made like Q&A videos, and he would take questions that the community would ask, and he would talk about one, he'd talk about the stuff that goes on in the One Punch Man manga, the webcomic. Then he, you know, the amount of effort the man puts in, it's crazy. And I really like, honestly, if you like My Hero Academia, if you like My Hero Academia, One Punch Man, you know, go watch Zone on YouTube. Hell, do the, you can watch Anime Uproar, Turtle Quirk, you know, there's a bunch of anime YouTubers, but Zonin is my favorite next to Anime Uproar. And honestly, y'all should go check him out. Y'all should go check out Zonin. I'll put his name in the description. But like, honestly, y'all should go watch him, because he's the man that kept me up to date. Every time the man drop a video, I watch that shit. Insta like, all that. Every time, bro. Just One Punch Man is just, it's so crazy what is going on in the story. And I like the, it's just so good, man. One Punch Man is such a good show. Like, I want to redo the What Is episode that I did on One Punch Man, because I kind of just did that off the top of my brain. So I'm gonna redo, I'm gonna keep that episode, I'm gonna just redo it. But like, One Punch Man is just the shit, man. Like, I honestly, like, I'm telling you right now, my brother, he didn't even like anime. The first anime I showed him was Seven Deadly Sins. Like, I love Seven Deadly Sins. That is my shit, right? That is my shit. You can go watch that shit over on Netflix, you know. That's my shit. And I showed that to him because he ain't never watched anime. And I'm like, I gotta find him a good one. He just happened to like the Seven Deadly Sins genre, so I say, hey man, I'm gonna give you one of my favorites. Boom. SDS. He watched that shit, fell in love with it. I say, yo, just try One Punch Man. I think you'd like that too. He's like, I don't know. I'ma just keep up with Seven Deadly Sins, you know? Then he told me the other day, he was like, man, I watched One Punch Man. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. And he said, yo, I stayed up all night binge watching that shit. And I think he got to like episode 9 of season 2 or something like that. And he had to get, and he got off. But the man binge watched from season 1 to episode 9 of season 2 or some shit like that. I forget what episode he really got off at, but I digress. And he was like, yo, I love that thing. I love One Punch Man. It's dope. And I'm like, I told you. Because if you don't know what One Punch Man, I don't even need to explain it to you. What you need to do is you need to go over on Netflix for season 1. Or you can go over on Hulu and watch season 1 and 2. If you don't got Hulu, go on Netflix and we'll just watch season 1. Season 1 is a shit. Dude, I think season 1's better than season 2. I don't know. The Boros fight. Like, I think that whole little three chapter span of Boros coming to Earth, that was one of the best. And I can't wait till season 3 of the animation comes out, because what's happening in the manga with the Monster Hero, the Monster Association and the Hero Association, and the heroes going after the Monster Association and all that, like, this shit is crazy in season 3. In season 3 of the One Punch Man anime, it's probably where you will see Garo. Oh, no. No, I don't know. I don't think you're going to see Garo turn. I think what's going to happen is, I think what's going to happen in the season 3 anime is that, and this is my prediction, It's a little prediction I'm playing. Like, right now, I'm just talking off the top of my brain. I'm legit just talking off the top of my brain. I got no real goal or topic or idea. I'm just strictly talking about what the fuck I want to talk about. And right now, we're talking about One Punch Man. And I'm going to give you a little prediction. Season 3, if it's going to go by the manga, because the manga in One Punch Man is different. My furniture, I'm down in the basement right now. You hear that? I don't know if you can hear that. That shit blasted. But anyways, the manga and the webcomic are different in One Punch Man. If you do not know, the webcomic is made by One, the creator of One Punch Man. And I think, dude, what is his name? I forget his name, dude. It's One. It's not Akira Toriyama. No, it's not Toriyama. That he created Dragon Ball. What, dude? Who? I don't know the artist. I do not know the artist because, I don't know the artist. Hold on, I'm about to look this shit up right now. Hold on, I'm hoping that this doesn't stop my recording. Hold on now. Hold on. I was quiet as a motherfucker. I'm so sorry. But I was looking it up. Murata, dude. One and Murata. One creates the webcomic for One Punch Man. And Murata, he does the manga. He's the artist for the manga. And One is the creator of One Punch Man. And he's the artist and creator of the webcomic. Let's get that. Because if you're going to talk about the One Punch Man, the webcomic is basically coming from the mind of One, the creator of One Punch Man. That's like law. Now, Murata, what has happened recently, what has been happening is that Murata has been adding stuff into the manga. And at this point, and I get this idea from Zonin, I get this idea from him that the manga for One Punch Man and the webcomic are like its own different continuity, right? Because this is going to be a major spoiler, right? But it's a big, it'll show you why they're like their own continuity, right? In the manga, at this current point, Blast was revealed in the One Punch Man manga. While Saitama and Flashy Flash and the Little Monster were down. And for the people who know about what chapter I'm talking about, thank you. Thank you for keeping up with that. But correct me if I'm wrong. You can tweet at me at Twitter, @UniverseAnime0. Or you can send me a voice message here on Anchor. Because that's the main site that I be using. So, in the manga, Blast came. And he introduced himself to Flashy Flash, Saitama, and the Little Monster. And at that point, they found a cube, which they saw what I interpret as God. That's God, is what they saw. And then Blast comes, and he's like, oh, I'm just collecting these cubes as a hobby. And then he shows to the reader that apparently he's faster than Flashy Flash. And Flashy Flash is the fastest person in the Web Punch Man. He's the fastest hero in the Hero Association. I mean, obviously the Saitama and shit, but Flashy Flash is like he's probably the fastest character besides Saitama and Blast. And I'm not gonna include no monsters like Boros. I mean, Meteoric Burst Boros is probably faster than Flashy Flash. Maybe, I'm not sure. Probably, yeah. I'm pretty sure he is. But anyways. In the webcomic, so in the manga, Blast is introduced during the Monster Association arc. In the manga, we see Blast. In the webcomic is so far ahead of the manga, and Blast has not even been revealed in modern time. Like, you see Blast in flashbacks. But you don't see Blast in the main storyline right now. In the manga, he's in the main storyline. We finally see him. In the webcomic, he's yet to appear. Shonen probably, you know, he said that, like, the manga and the webcomic are, like, own different continuities because stuff that's happening in the webcomic and stuff that's happening in the manga, they're kind of different. They're very different. The different varieties of the same story, I guess. I'm gonna put it that way. The manga is a different variety of the One Punch Man story than the webcomic is. Because how it was, the manga used to follow the webcomic. So, like, you could see in a webcomic, you'd be like, okay, the manga is basically gonna go by this step by step. Or, like, sort of like that. But now, they're, like, doing their own thing at this point. But still trying to keep the story and the continuity of the story together. So, I don't know why I just went off on a whole damn tangent about the One Punch Man manga webcomic and talking about that. But it's what popped in the mind. And you know what? I'm gonna go smoke this bowl. I appreciate all of you for coming to the episode and listening to this. I don't know what I'm gonna title this, but this is just talking about the mind. And I don't know what just talking about. Go subscribe to Zonin on YouTube. Z-O-Z-H-O-N-I-N? Zonin? Yeah. Look him up on YouTube. Go subscribe to him. If you like One Punch Man, My Hero Academia, just anime, really. But, like, those are his, like, favorites. It's, like, One Punch Man, My Hero, and I think One Piece. If you love those, go subscribe to Zonin. If you like My Hero Academia, you can subscribe to Zonin, Turtle Quirk, and subscribe to Anime Uproar. I don't know those people, but those are just some of my favorite anime YouTubers. And if you don't really like anime or like that, but you want to start watching it, some shit, go listen to those YouTubers. Turtle Quirk, Zonin, Anime Uproar, and there's a bunch of them. Like, if you like Dragon Ball Z, Salad Saiyan is crazy, dude. I fucking love Salad Saiyan, dude. Salad Saiyan comes up with some of the craziest videos, man, for Dragon Ball. So if you like Dragon Ball, go watch Salad Saiyan. Like, I'm telling you, you're gonna binge watch his channel. But anyways, I'm done. I'm gonna go smoke this bowl. Hell, I might just come up with another episode. I don't know. I'm gonna see y'all in the next one. I might do these episodes where I just spit off the top of my head. I don't know. But, like, most of my episodes, I have, like, my laptop in front of me and I got information. So when I do, like, what is episodes, I'm going on the sites and I'm talking some information. Hopefully, all the information I say is right. Because I don't like saying some shit that ain't wrong. I don't like saying shit that's wrong. I don't like spreading misinformation. I hate that. So, if I said anything wrong today, my bad, I apologize. Let me know. Universe Anime Zero on Twitter. That's my shit. I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.